Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
After Disaster by Dr. Carrie Vo, Tuesday, November 17, 2020. The prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 11 through 16. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. I will bring them into their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Have you ever walked into a disaster and had to deal with it? If you have, you know the mindset that settles you down. You haven't got time to panic or cry or be afraid. Someone's got to deal, and that someone is you. So your eyes flick around the scene. Who's bleeding? Who's broken? Who's making a lot of noise but can probably wait? You look for immediate threats like fire, oncoming cars. You look to see what resources you've got. There, a person who could call 911. Here, a sweater we could use for bandages. There, a safe spot on the pavement where we can park the survivors. You start shouting orders. You, there, get that kid out of the street. You over there, call the cops. You swing into action and you just keep doing the next thing and the next and the next and the next until it's all over. And you can go home and pass out and have nightmares. Ezekiel shows us God dealing with disaster. God's people have been attacked and scattered, helpless sheep in the face of evil, and God says, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. I will seek the lost and will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured and I will strengthen the weak and the fat and the strong I will destroy. How did God do that? How does he deal with the ongoing disaster that is our world today, a world full of violence and hate and plague and war and lawlessness? How does he deal with our personal disasters, our grief and shame, worry and fear and loneliness? He deals through Jesus Christ, our shepherd. Look at what the Lord says in Ezekiel. He says, I myself will search for my sheep. God himself came into our world in search of us. During the years of his ministry, Jesus taught the truth. He healed the sick, he raised the dead, and he gave good news of salvation to the poor. And he capped this by actually laying down his life for us, for his sheep, when he was arrested and crucified. And through his death, he sets us free from the power of evil. And through his resurrection from the dead, he brought us life that will last forever. Our disaster has become a blessing. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for being my shepherd. Keep me close to you. Amen.